Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
And this is Waylon.
This is today is July 9th. August 9th, 2013.
This both shows.
We fucked them up.
It was Bradley last time, and now it's you.
Flashback
this
time. To July.
And then episode
509.
Speaking of, not speaking, you just heard the introduction. Plus One sent us a bunch of links to Chicago songs on Twitter that we need to find somehow to listen to them and copy them. I think I have a program.
Or it's called Spotify and our mixer and your GarageBand.
Yeah, we could do it that way. That's kind of harder though.
It is?
No, I guess, well.
Isn't it the same thing as recording our show and Bradley playing the intro?
It's a little different.
Totally just like when you recorded on a tape from the radio.
Yeah, but then we have to do like all the sections and stuff. It was harder than it just recording it. Okay. Remember, we had to cut that shit up and
I
put all the
guess
stuff in it.
Then you have a project.
No, I guess we'll give you the code to GarageBand, and since you have this new Mac computer,
well, first
you
of all,
can learn
I have
how to do
my
it.
Own GarageBand.
Okay, well, you can do it then.
No.
You need to learn how to do it.
What the fuck do you do?
I am the star.
No.
Yes.
No.
My contract is almost up anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, who are you going to go to?
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Some like 10th class.
Who would you replace me with? I think you should replace me with the provider.
He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it?
No.
No. Mm. Would you really want him though?
I have this rule that I will never, ever have a person that I'm dating on the show ever again.
Again, yeah. Was that a little too dramatic? However, isn't life a little bit boring since you've been in Chicago? Because there really hasn't been drama? Especially now that you're all married and own
a
Prius.
Well, I just don't know of it. I know, I have a Prius.
You're a Prius, you're married.
Two dogs.
One of them's handicapped.
Right.
You're pretty much
one special needs.
You're pretty much an old man now.
All I need to do
or
is
a lesbian.
All I need to do is move to the suburbs.
Yeah, which we are thinking about doing.
If I move to the suburbs, I'm going back to Florida. Because I lived in one.
With those fucking crazy people?
Well, I would stay within my reasonable amount of people that I liked. So,
which are what? How many, like three?
Like two. Three.
And a half. Three and a half.
So today, let's speak of current
now. Yes.
I don't know if you saw my Twitter post that said,
no.
Dear guy that killed your wife and posted the pictures on Facebook.
Oh.
You're kind of scary, but kind of cute. Your pen pal forever, Ricky.
What?
I saw the...
Did you see the picture?
No. Here's my problem. Here's my problem with how much access people have.
Do you want to see it?
No, I do not want to see it. I would have clicked the link if I wanted. I have no need to go look at pictures of dead people because this guy killed him and posted on them. I have no need to see that. I have find no joy out of it. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't need to force me to see them either because I can see your smirk as you're typing on your computer right now. I just don't think that, I don't know.
We can hear your smirk too.
It's just one of those things that, I don't know, isn't there, weren't there like
it's kind of fucked up.
Aren't there like movies about that, you know, where how many views this gets?
Oh yeah, it's a scary movie. It's like a live show. It's like a reality show, but it's like the guy is like torturing
really?
People.
Right.
And the more people that log on, the faster the person dies or something like that.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I
the longer
I love horror films. I love the macabre, but I think that that's a little much. I mean, I think out of respect to the dead person.
Yeah, and then people are posting like, what happened? Is she okay? No, she's dead. First of all, she looks dead.
First of all, you're really it's really fucked up if you kill someone, especially your wife.
But he's in Florida, so you can kill people and get away with it.
But it's even more fucked up.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's totally true.
No, you can kill people. Not see that other one, the other case that just happened about her defending herself?
She didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, she did.
No, she gave him warning shots.
She had warning shots.
She shot into the ceiling. And she got 25 years in prison.
My bad.
No, but still, how fucked up is it? I'm going to kill my wife. And then I'm going to post the pictures on Facebook.
And
did he tag her? That's all I want to know.
Oh.
Did he,
I'm sure he did
he tag,
with a knife or whatever he did.
Da-da-da. No, did he tag the picture?
I don't know, but he posted, I just murdered my wife. And to all my Facebook friends, I'll be in the news. And then he drove to his parents' house, took a shower, changed, and then turned himself in.
All right.
That's crazy.
Yes.
But he's still kind of cute. Whatever.
No. Actually, no. He was not cute. I saw that picture.
Well, that was his mugshot. You have to look at the other photos. Well, they took down his Facebook, so you can't see it anymore. Sorry.
Well, first of all, again, I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Over it.
So that's exciting.
I think it's just things are going to get worse. They're going to be like getting super crazy and... Their Facebook will have to be shut down because everybody's murdering them and or murdering people and putting them on Facebook. And so sad.
Yeah. But
did you guys see my new boyfriend?
Who is your new boyfriend?
Brian Sims, the representative in Pennsylvania.
Now.
You've never seen him before?
I have seen him lately with beard.
Can't this man be a politician who sends nudie pictures on Twitter instead of this Anthony Weiner?
Ugh.
Because he's not even attractive. That man right there. Oh, I'd see that naked.
So Adam and I, we have like this thing going back and forth about him. And I tweet this picture. I tweeted him. I was like, Adam, Brian says, hey, this was taken right after dinner and right before dessert. And he goes, oh, it must have been right around he was sexting me. And I said, we shut each other's phones off during dinner. So it's not possible. Sorry, Adam. The boy is mine. And then we started quoting the song of the boy is mine.
Wow.
He's cute.
You're gay.
He's cute.
Yes, he is cute.
So what else? What do we have to talk about? Who's chatting? Who's Facebook chatting?
I don't know what you're talking about. My volume's down. I'm sending pictures to his drag mother, grandmother, of my drag today.
Do that on your own time. You're getting paid right now.
What?
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah,
wait, I'm sorry. You actually brought dinner for like the first time, and is that my payment that he fed us?
I'm here. That's the payment.
Oh. Oh.
Fuck. Take that back. Oh. Where do I get my refund?
Oh.
I want unemployment.
Speaking of that, Anne-Marie, you can continue to send free alcohol to me.
Yes.
No, you can, because I still get it anyway.
Speaking.
Anne-Marie, so the next 40 minutes are going to be dedicated to you.
Yes. I think that this rest of this show will just have to be the Anne-Marie.
She should have an intro of her own that plays like for 10 minutes before we get to her email.
Yeah. I don't know what that intro would sound like, but.
Like a boss. Like that one.
Like a boss.
That scared the shit out of me.
My cat's name is
Mittens. Anne-Marie, you tell us.
I like totals.
What do you want? I think Anne-Marie is a.
Wait. Maybe she's a.
I don't know if she likes being Rickrolled.
No, she is a Rickroll.
Yes, she does.
Oh.
Oh, she's an email roll.
I'm kidding.
Wait, all right. So
why do you
go.
Feel so sure that she likes to be Rickrolled?
I can tell. She likes it.
You can tell she likes it. Well, anyway.
I'm sure we'll get an email explaining all about.
My ding ding dong.
Anne-Marie.
I'm sure we'll get an email that says either.
My Anne-Marie.
How much she really likes it, or how much
she's
really
from
hates it.
Milwaukee.
She's from Milwaukee.
Speaking of that, we'll just jump to that part of her story. So what she did,
whatever,
is that she sent us a very long email, like she normally does.
Mm-hmm.
However, the best thing about this email is
it's hilarious. I love it
that it is bulleted with numbers and indentations and lots of sections.
It's all about me.
But speaking of that, we on our last show were like. Isn't she in Michigan? I think this was Ricky. Maybe she traveled through Milwaukee. The distillery is in Milwaukee. And then her snarky response, which is fantastic, is, let's take a page from Sherlock Holmes' observational detective work here.
Rune.
My secret identity is on every email in my signature with a logo. Hashtag not Michigan.
Rune.
That really made me laugh. Yes, she's in Milwaukee, which is also where that amazing vodka is from, and it is very good.
Ooh, it's strong.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did, you, but you drank it last time on the, well, not even just on the rocks. Plain. You were sipping. You were sipping a shot.
And then I took a shot.
But the beginning of her email says, "I'm glad Donna Sugars brought up the whole deodorant thing because that was an interesting talk. And over the last couple of episodes, I laughed out loud when you guys called it Chub Rub." Is the product it's used on in the non-piddle sites. And now for the actual answers.
Actual.
That's pretty much how it's spelled. One, I get a rash from deodorant. A, I'm going to eliminate the obvious things that do that so you don't do that no more. added scents and dyes. Just get unscented or no added dyes or fragrance. Those are acidic enough to break down the skin barrier. The first few layers of your skin are tough from coming in contact with other surfaces. You know, when someone works with their hands, right? People forget that skin is your biggest organ. Insert organ joke here. Bonus joke, because I said insert. Now make a joke, because I said bone us. Skin gets transplanted to others, just like kidneys and livers and drugs, lungs, skin grafts. Anne-Marie, this first portion is pretty much why I love you. B, watch out for products that call themselves antiperspirant deodorants or claim to block sweat. One of the most popular ingredients in deodorant is the one that also causes the most breakouts.
Aluminium, zicornium, tetrachlorohydroxyglee.
Or AZG. The entire process of this chemical is to absorb moisture. It's used as an antiperspirant, which means it forms an actual...
I could have sworn you were going to say antidepressant.
Antiperspirant, which means it forms an actual plug in the pores of your skin to keep the sweat from coming through. So your skin is breaking out because you have clogged pores. You wash your face at night to get the gunk off, scrub the pits too, and get the gunk off of them. C. There is proof...
Aluminium, zicornium, tetrachlorohydroxyglee.
Is harsh. If you add sweat to this ingredient, you get a yellowish dye which stiffens fabric. Ever get those stains good in the pit way. Areas of a shirt?
All the time, and it's not for my pets.
It's not the sweat doing it. Yeah, you're funny.
Oh, I totally got it.
You don't usually get those stains on fabric covering the chest or lower back, do you? Or have you ever had a dark shirt which won't show yellow dyed stains, but suddenly it looks like the color is bleaching out under the arms? Thanks.
What?
Aluminium, zirconium.
Aluminium, zirconium, tetrachlorohydroxyglee.
You suck. Believe it or not, it is possible to turn your whites off white yellow if you use too much bleach. Clorox bleach, tetrachlorohydrox. That was very informative. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do one of you want to read number two?
Number two. This white shirt has yellow stains in the pits. A. As soon as you notice it, use an old toothbrush to scrub the stain with a little mild bleach or vinegar. Do not put the shirt in the dryer or the stain might set. Don't wait and do it next time you do laundry.
You have any other, does anyone have any other like home remedies that they use for anything? I know like, for instance, Lady Delabia, she's pretty much all... natural products and vinegars, but
she's all natural.
You're natural with your dog's food. Do you guys do any special like natural cleaning stuff?
The only thing we use Method.
Oh, okay, but you're not using like you know, making shit from dog
no,
shit.
No, none of that.
The color it's leaching out of the pits in the dark colored shirt. A, the shirt is now a dust rag. B, that was your favorite shirt. Sorry. I meant that shirt is now your favorite dust rag.
Shoot. I don't get a rash from gel deodorant, though. Gel deodorants don't contain...
aluminium, zirconium, tetrachlorohydroxyglee.
Because gels are moist. The entire purpose of this chemical is to absorb moisture.
Do you know what's funny, though?
I don't like it.
The thing that makes me break out, but it's not a breakout, I get a rash, is the gel. Regular deodorant does not. The gel stuff is what gives me an irritation.
You know, that's what I, now that I think about it, none of the solids do that are white, but like the solid gel, the kind,
like the blue,
and then also like
the squeezy,
the
like
jelly
wet
kind.
Yeah, the kind that looks like hair gel.
Yeah.
That is the stuff.
Ugh.
Like, because Bradley's is the blue stick, but not the chalky.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff I can use.
It's like clear.
Yeah, but the actual gel stuff does make me, it doesn't make me break out. It actually just gives me a rash.
This is me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just discovered my deodorant is trying to kill me, but I used a buy one get free 9 free coupon at CVS, or I'm stockpiling them for Christmas gifts. Sets like a doomsday prepper, and I'm too cheap to buy other stuff.
Yes, you are, Ricky.
I don't buy cheap deodorant. I get the kind that works for me. But I do buy other deodorants and give it to other people for free because it's free.
But also with that, I think we also talked about in that story was that my mother will buy the cheap Walmart, like, you know, degree sets that come with the body soap, the loofah, and like three.
And the Axe body spray.
Axe.
You could try rubbing Eucerin protective repair lotion on the areas and then put the deodorant on. That will put a barrier between your skin and the chemical that is causing your breakout. She is an expert. Does she work for, like, a skin person?
No, I don't think so. Not according to our detective skills.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what that flap on the tummy is called, but you know what I'm talking
about.
That's
Donna Sugars. That's what Donna Sugar said.
Mm-hmm. Fupa. Weenus. Upfront fanny pack. Girl, I know what you're talking about.
Panis.
Go ahead.
Panis is the term for one of those when you find the yeast control growing under it. Panis is Latin for bread.
You mean yeast culture.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. The medical term for that is Mons
Pubis.
Pubis or Mons Veneris.
That's a good drag name.
Congratulations. Oh, no, you actually, you need to say this.
This Me? One?
Yeah, no, the Ricky, because this is directly to
Didn't
Ricky.
You read this one already?
To you, not out loud, not on the show.
Oh, I thought you read it.
I read already. Number, oh, I'm sorry, I read number 7. Go to write number 8.
Okay. Congratulations. How nice for you that you sent, that she sent you a bottle of vodka.
No, I don't
remember who said that.
No, it was you. Now say that like you normally would.
Congratulations. Well, hold on, let me get into character.
I'm sorry, bitch.
Hold on, let me get into...
Give me bitch. Yes.
You can do it. You can do it.
For John Rivera's birthday, we went out to Cozy Noodle, and Kevin got him some buttons, and they said, like, different things for, like, a bachelor party, and they gave me the queen bitch one.
Hey, nice. This face don't care. Let's get going.
Oh, congratulations. How nice for you that she sent you a bottle of vodka.
No, that's not.
That's not good enough?
No, it's almost, because you're still a little plastic in your reading.
How nice for you that she sent you
a bottle of vodka. It's hard to pretend to be a bitch.
Well, but you are one, Blanche. But you are. At least a month before episode 500, I emailed to say I would send all you guys a bottle of booze for the episode. But now you don't have a P.O. box, so you got skewered.
Wait. I think she meant skeered.
No, she meant screwed.
Skewered.
Yeah, skewered. Yeah.
Okay.
Waylon said, free booze? I'll be glad to give you a mailing address for that. And did. So you got screwed, and Waylon got a bottle of vodka. That's... Yes, and that was also thanks for Bradford. We answered that as quickly as we could.
Yeah, that was on me.
Number 9. Soda or pop?
Coke.
I say it's pop.
A. It is... Soda.
Wait, Coke. How do we do the quick edit? Pop. We'll put pop over that.
It's a pop.
It's pop.
kind of like the back in the day
it's
when it was
so
the
pop.
When it was the the rap,
dinosaur.
The dinosaur.
Yeah.
pop.
But I had a friend from outside of Crown Point, Indiana, who had asked what kind of Coke you wanted and read the list of choices to you, which included Pepsi. He would wear a Ball State University sweatshirt and have to explain to people it wasn't a joke shirt. It's an actual place. Ball canning jars, anyone? The joke in Ball State University wasn't actually printed on the sweatshirt. The university founder was Harry Ball.
Funny. Ball State University is actually a state university that is located in Muncie, Indiana, which is nowhere near Crown Point, Indiana, because Crown Point, Indiana is near where I went to school, which is in Valparaiso, Indiana, which is in the northwest corner near Chicago.
Do you know who lives in
Muncie? I'm from Nebraska.
Who lives in Muncie?
Who lives, well, used to live in Muncie, now lives near Muncie, is Lala.
Yeah.
I thought they moved up here. Oh, no, that's where they are now. That's right. Yeah.
She always talks about Muncie. I'm like, oh.
It sounds like Menzies.
I always think of Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm. And then the great thing that she did, of course, is she ended her email with the more you know. The more you know. No, that was an epic.
This was the longest email we have ever received.
But do you know the best thing about this long email? The
Ricky's organization received some long stuff.
The organization of it was even though the organization was fantastic.
We need to we need to record the show, send it to her, and then let her do all the notes for the show and then send it back to us so we can put it on the website.
Since basically she just went through what we talked about at the last show.
Pretty much. And I rather enjoy all this organization that I'm not good at doing. So thank you, Anne Marie Parker from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Do, do, do. Hashtag not Michigan.
Not Michigan.
So, on the last show, we read you a lot of shit about Pride 48. We're not going to read it all again to you right now. Go to the last show to refresh yourself. But more so, go to pride48.com, click on the Vegas icon, and look for some information there. Do know that it is very important that you listen to the state of the stations, which are on Sundays at... I don't have that up anymore. Damn it. What?
It's just in... Amanda Bynes for psychiatric hold extended 30 more days as her mom is granted temporary conservatorship over her estate.
Wow. Anyway, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays, August 11th, 18th, and 25th. There'll be a lot of important information for those attending and those listening. Also, even more important, if you are in Vegas and you want to go see the Diva show, you need to have your money in by Tuesday, August 20th. Also, if you want a t-shirt, whether or not you're going to be attending or not attending, the money is due Tuesday, August 20th, and you can get that information as well on pride48.com.
Be there.
Be there. Be square. We can't wait to go.
We will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time.
What?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we're the third show.
Yeah.
It is Pod is my co-pilot.
Pod is my co-pilot.
And then it is Instant Gratification with the Luke hottie Miller. Luke Miller.
We'll be able to look into his eyes in person.
Oh, yes, we will.
And if you should wear your mascara.
If I wasn't engaged. If I wasn't engaged.
Really, what would you do?
Oh, he's single. And I got the room. However, though.
You'd mingle.
Wait, hold up. No, he wouldn't have a room by himself. He'd have roommates that he'd have to kick out.
Well, or let join in. Because you're kind of hot.
Oh!
You're hot.
No, we wouldn't be together.
But we might be our roommates.
Doubtful.
Wait, who would ignore...
Well, you were friends on the beach. If why can't we you were, be roommates we were dating, at Pride 48?
If we were friends and we were all us three doing the show and we were not romantic, who is less annoying on traveling, me or Ricky? Who would you rather...
He's never traveled with me except for one time.
And no, in, we've done was it that twice. Annoying?
And in cars to amusement parks.
Am I annoying? Am I annoying?
You're particular.
About what?
Actually, I think what's the funniest thing
your
is,
attitude.
Is that's annoying. What? Am I annoying?
What?
What's
I
wrong
annoying?
With me?
What's
is my
wrong?
Hair wrong? Is my breast stain? What's going on?
What's happening?
Why are you talking to me like this?
Shut.
No, anyway, but him and Taylor, the latte boy, have pretty much created the hashtag of Spit Roast Pride 48 2013. And I love the fact that our shows basically are bookending Luke Miller and his show.
I wonder if that's on purpose.
I don't think that Big Fatty or whoever did that really cares enough about that whole
threesome action going on.
Right.
Actually, it'd be more like a fivesome.
Pretty much. Because
it'd be you, Babalu.
And Sater, I think, really wants to get in
who
there.
Is this person you keep speaking about?
I know.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I love him.
Imaginary friends.
Oh, we are going to have some amazing.
I'm looking through the schedule, and I love the fact that airing from midnight to 1 a.m. is Big Silly Homo. Ugh. And I know that bitch is going to be getting pretty toasted. And
she's already going to be posted before she started.
She was.
She's already going to be posted? Are you posted? How many beers did you have tonight? Two?
What?
How many beers did you have tonight where we were recording? You only had one and you're already posted?
Who? I'm so posted.
Who?
My throat's starting to hurt. I think I'm getting sicker.
Who?
Don Sugars. You going to play the song or something?
Yeah.
Do you know what's really sad?
We have a sound machine thing and it doesn't work.
No, the saddest part is that I fucking recorded, they're not the great world's greatest, a voicemail theme song.
There's no voicemails.
We didn't get any calls.
All right, so what else we got? Oh, it's on repeat?
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody, I can't remember who it is, that fucking hates that song. They're like, stop it.
Kyle in Hawaii?
Well, I think the other thing was...
right? I love that song.
I think the thing that was also most annoying about that, though...
It was really loud.
...was that it was really loud, and Bradley would press the button to restart it every time the name was said, instead of just letting it play and repeat. Because then you're, like, getting grooving into it. Like, yeah, Donna Sugars is amazing.
And then you start into it, and you're like, oh, God, I'm so sick of her. Not me. That was the listener.
No.
I love Donna Sugars.
I love me some Shugs.
I do too.
Some D Shugs.
You should let her sit on your face this year.
No, because what? But their faces are going to be painted.
Then her pussy would be painted.
Do you think Donna Sugars is going to get her falsies?
She's got some red lips now.
I bet they're red already.
Red rocket.
Red rocket.
Yum.
Yum.
So what else we got? Anything else? No other emails, right?
No. If you do want to volunteer, go to the volunteer link at pride48.com.
Please volunteer.
If you want to volunteer for hosting of the hospitality suite, please email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You don't have to do anything. You sit there and you clean sometimes.
And actually, you do not have to do anything. Do not be overwhelmed by the themes you've heard of from last year, because those were only like 4 out of the 20 volunteer slots that are needed.
But remember that if you don't volunteer, then your name is going to be put in a hat, and we're going to do it Hunger Games style.
We are.
We're still doing that. Games! And we're going to give you a theme.
Is it going to be 100 sex games, and you're going to top every single one of them until they bleed?
That's disgusting. No,
that's not my thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, because you're a bottom.
No, I don't like blood.
This boy is a bottom. Bradley may be singing that song live with 2 other queens next weekend.
Mm. Is it already the 3rd weekend already?
Yeah. Yep. Dude, God. What's next week? Our live show. When is our live show? The 3rd Wednesday of the month.
It just seems like it happened like yesterday.
That's because we've only recorded once.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead of twice before now.
We were sick. I was sick.
Yeah, no, it happens.
And then I didn't even have to convince Waylon. Like, I just texted him like, you know what? I'm not really feeling good. And before I could even finish, sold! We're not doing it!
Because I think that Bradley was already like working late and there were other stuff. And it was like, I don't want. And I'm like, oh, nope. This is fine. Because then we go. Yeah, we had a date night instead. Is that the night we went to the movies instead? No, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't
know. No, I don't think you went to the movies because he wasn't home yet. And I messaged you at like 6:30.
No, that was my last day at work. For the week. That was my 7th day in a row, which was a pain in the ass. It was not fun. The girl that I work with, she asked me to switch. So I normally work Saturday through Wednesday. And so she asked me to switch my Tuesday, Wednesdays to Thursday, Friday that one week. So I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not fun.
Oh. Well... Do you have to deal with bitchy residents?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they like to walk in while he's with people, like talking and finalizing.
Oh, the worst.
And interrupt. And then he'll be like, excuse me.
I have a work order to put in. Well, you see I'm with someone right now.
Don't you guys have a front desk?
Yes.
They don't use it?
They're not very competent up at the front desk. So, yeah.
Yummy.
Closer. I can't...
Yummy.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, well,
yeah, sorry. It's no, that's not good. It's
I know those people can be bitchy.
Yeah, I wish I could have one more day off though. 2 days was just not enough.
So wait, speaking of naked people, wasn't there a picture that just went around that was supposedly a naked picture of a celeb?
Yeah, it was the guy with the star on the hip.
No, not the guy from Hunger Games.
Oh.
Because it was someone else, someone newer. Someone newer. I'm going to look that up because I was
Look it up.
Oh,
I need to see it.
Look it up?
Look it up.
Oh, never mind. That was an old article. That was an old article.
What?
It was an old article.
Did we talk about it already?
No. It was from 2011 that I read.
Oh.
It was one of those articles that when someone reposts and you think it's new, but then you were like, wait, A-List New York was like 2 years ago. And you're like, oh, wait, no, this was from 2 years ago.
They're really doing the A-List Amish. Did you see that?
What? Are they really?
They're doing an A-List in Amish land. I read the article.
A gay Amish
A-List
in Amish land. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen...
There's a commercial for it.
Have you ever seen the... What is that one that's the Amish Mafia?
Yeah.
That TV show is crazy. We don't have cable. And so we would never see those commercials.
Hold on. I want to read this to you. This is off New Now Next. Saddle up the horses and hit your wagon, kids. There's a brand new A-List coming your way. And this time around, we are promising drama, backstabbing, and loads of unpasteurized dairy.
Are y'all ready? Disgusting.
Are y'all ready for the A-List Amish country? That's right, friends. We're going to the land where the beards grow free and the Wi-Fi sucks this time around. And we are pretty sure you're all going to love it. Check out the trailer below and meet the cast below. It's all about the hatchets, the solstice on logo.
First of all, isn't the A-List supposed to be like people that have, you know, like on the show, like lots of money? Are there rich Amish? Like, are they balling in their wagons?
Aren't the people with like the 40 kids, aren't they like Amish or something?
No, they're probably Mormon.
It's Mormon.
Oh.
However, though,
more than likely,
this is Amish country. I doubt.
Oh, wait.
They're all Amish.
This was posted on April 1st.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that it was all a joke.
First of all, I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
Oh, okay.
So are you literally finding out that this was a joke after you're so excited and telling us this?
I just saw that it was on April 1st.
He's totally fell for it. Our listeners are dying laughing right now.
Oh, I am reading Amish Mafia star Alan Baylor sentenced to prison for state trooper car chase 6 hours ago.
Okay, that TV show is fucked up. Literally, they call in the Amish muscle to go to these fake Amish people that are trying to sell goods.
This doesn't even look like an Amish person.
What?
Oh, I've seen that store before, too.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Amish have friends. You may be adopted. Not all Amish have to be white.
Not all Amish have cornrows either.
Yeah. Well, if you have it in the field, why not have it in your head?
I don't know.
He looks crazy. He looks Amish.
He had his Amish beard.
And not anymore.
He just had a cornrows.
That is his beard, actually. It just like goes around. All right, so we're done. Oh, Oprah Winfrey was racially profiled.
I saw that.
Can you believe it?
And then the guy's response, still doesn't make up for any of it, was like, I didn't recognize her. I don't care how different the woman looks without makeup.
You're a racist.
Well, first of all, you know who the fuck Oprah Winfrey is. But you're a racist. Did you hear what it was? Walks in.
Sweden?
No, walks into a...
Zurich.
Zurich, yeah. Walks into a store, picks up a handbag.
$38,000. No, she didn't even get to pick it up. Oh, she wanted to see it.
Wanted to see it. And the guy goes, oh, I'm sorry, but you won't be able to afford that.
Oh, really?
And she said she didn't even say anything. She just walked out. Can you believe that? Oprah fucking Winfrey. She's like the richest woman in the world.
Who was it that... Was it you that tweeted about how she's like, I hope she went Pretty Woman on him?
No, it wasn't me. Although I wish it was now.
That's so... That it was a funny tweet. I was like, oh, that's good. That's good.
And I guess she mentioned it in her magazine or something. She mentioned it in an article somewhere. And they're like, could you imagine Oprah Winfrey not saying, oh, I can't afford that $38,000 bag? No, she would never say that.
She might have actually have been like, I want that $38,000 back. She probably said, where's your boss? I'm buying your store.
That's pretty much what she should have said.
Yeah, like, I'm actually going to buy you out.
She said that they must not have the Oprah Winfrey show there, but she's a worldwide figure.
Actually, I mean, isn't she on the list? Wait, remember there was that Google thing of, like, if people said, like, who are the, like, American, famous Americans you know or whatever?
That anyone would recognize?
It's like Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jackson are, like, right at the top of the
Whitney
list.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so weird to even think that happened to her.
I know.
And kind of sad. Because aren't they supposed to be, like, pretty cool people over there.
Zurich.
Germany.
No, there's all those...
Oh, the Nazis.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're in Russia now.
Right? Oh, my God.
Let's not
are they going to boycott the Olympics, you think? The United States?
No.
You don't think they will?
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that all the outfits will be all rainbows?
No.
Well...
That would be awesome.
I don't think Ralph Lauren
I don't really
want
to get into
parade.
It because it's... I don't know. That's a lot of big dramatic conversation to have. Because they put out... You know, the Olympic that they're going to disqualify people that, you know, are doing too much. But they've done that before. It had to do with, like, when people wearing, like, black gloves or fists. And I think it was another type of protest because mm-hmm. it's not part of their uniform. But like someone else said, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a country's they decide to put as part of their uniform. Like,
because their shoes aren't part of their uniform. They're just whatever color, right?
Right, but their part of their uniform could have like a big old rainbow stripe in it. I mean, the U.S. uniform could be red, white, and blue,
and rainbows.
Speaking of rainbows, did you see the thing that was going around today? Where if you Google Scotland's national animal, that do you know what their national animal is?
A unicorn.
Yes,
it's true.
It is true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's mainly because the unicorn has been found in like family and royalty crests since like the 1400s or something.
I wonder if it's also the red lion. Not like magical, but do you think unicorns ever existed? Like, could have? I mean, there has to be some kind of truth to it, right?
No, it doesn't have to be. I mean, do you actually think there was a sphinx? Mythical? I mean, myth's a myth. Everything is maybe based on some truth. I don't think it's like...
But I think a unicorn is more reasonable than a sphinx. I mean...
Well, I don't disagree because, you know, it could have been a gigantic fucking goat that...
It could have been a rhinoceros that was hairy or something.
But the rhinoceros coming out of his nose, not its forehead.
Oh, maybe at that time it was...
Was that an anorexic rhinoceros?
Yes. I think they could have been real at one point. Maybe not like all that magical shit, but... Or something like it. No. Maybe just a knob or, you know...
I mean... I would agree that I don't think it would be far off the possibility. I mean, because there's so many other four-legged, sturdy animals that have, like, horns.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I don't know, though.
I think
bottom line
is
that
real.
Noah did not let them on the ark.
He did not.
Maybe that was because Tom Cruise had already killed the last unicorn. Do you remember that movie? Because I loved it.
Tom Cruise in the closet. He won't come out the closet.
Never watched The Last Unicorn just before he had his teeth fixed?
No. What is it?
The Last Unicorn?
No.
Are you kidding me? Wow. And you're my age.
I don't think so.
I have.
I could have, and I just don't remember.
You get sadder and sadder every day.
Thanks. I enjoy Planet Unicorn, though. That's my favorite.
I love Planet Unicorn. That shit cracks me up.
I love...
Actually,
like, I lived in Florida, my friend Wagner, like,
Planet Unicorn.
Unicorn Planet. One of them's name's Tom Cruise.
Yes. I love anything with the unicorns and rainbows. The whole thing about unicorns, vomiting rainbows, shitting rainbows, the fact that there's threadless t-shirts that have them vomiting and shitting rainbows.
What is it? Give it up for feathers. Ooh, Tom Cruise.
Found a magic lamp. He was granted three wishes. The first, a fur jacket. The second, a flying car. In the third was a planet full of unicorns. This is the story of that planet. A gay boy wished for a planet full of unicorns. Planet unicorn, unicorn planet. Give it up for feathers. Ooh, Tom Cruise.
Whoops,
and Tom Cruise.
Oh, planet unicorn, hey. I love that shit. You're dying. I love it. Do they have any new episodes? I know it's only went up to like 4 or 5. But they're hilarious.
Doubt it.
You guys, you have to go watch it.
What are other listeners? What are other funny YouTube series that you love? I know that Bradley James LeRoy's favorite is Keisha Fabo.
If I can reach the base, get that dick out my face.
Can I get an amen? There are two things.
There are two things in life that I do not like to break. A sweat and a nail, but he can break my jaw.
Oh, shit.
That is funny.
Oh, my yes. gay.
Oh, my gay.
Oh, my gay. Who the fuck is this? Who is fuck is you? Who fuck this to who?
All right, so are we out here?
Do you guys remember Charlie the Unicorn?
I fucking hate that. Don't play Charlie.
That. I love that one. Play that one, too.
Charlie. No.
Why don't you like that one?
I hate it. It gets on my nerves. I think maybe because I heard it so much.
Wait.
Because you know who used to play it all the time? Cedric used to play that shit all the time.
So there's more of an association with
douchebags. So you like Planet Unicorn.
I love Planet Unicorn, but I do not like Charlie.
So Charlie was not on that planet.
No, he was not.
He was left the fuck behind.
He was.
Thanks to Growing Pains star Kirk Cameron.
He's a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Are you trying to find it?
Do we have to listen to it?
No, I'm not pulling that up. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good.
So anyway, listeners, let us know. Like, salad fingers. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, who... Do you have any favorite...
I love to touch the rusty kettle. Margaret what Stewart it? Baxter, what are you doing here?
What is it? What is it, the nipples? What does it say?
I don't
something,
remember.
Something makes the milk pour out.
No.
I like it when the red water comes out the finger.
So, yes, do you have any...
my God, I know one that I love.
Do you have
love,
any random ones love. That you love? I know Bradley's family is also addicted to when we go to their house for the holidays. They will not shut up with that one guy that does those really disgusting food
thing.
Where he makes, like, dessert, like, lasagna out of layering...
Fast food burgers
and whatever. But he also has
Epic Meal Time.
Because their favorite was, like... Gay bacon!
Gay bacon strips! Gay bacon strips! No, I love this shit. You look up, it's ASDF movies. And the second one's the best.
Do you a pie?
Oh boy, what flavor?
Pie flavor.
But there's this...
I like singing!
I like dancing!
I like trains.
And it just runs him over.
It says gullible on the ceiling.
Oh, so it does.
Oh, so it does. Oh, you stole my lungs.
Die, potato. Not today.
I want it to go to...
I don't get it.
Hold on,
They said I could never teach a llama to drive.
No, llama, no!
Doctor, I think I
this
might
one.
Be a homosexual. How can you tell?
Rainbow.
And he throws up a rainbow.
Rainbow.
It's so funny.
That was exciting.
All right. This is a long show.
Yeah, so listeners, we need to know what shows you like. It's been a while since you sent us some
YouTube
fun
clips.
Things. YouTube
Send
clips.
Us fun stuff.
We still did not get any Ask the Expert questions for our life coach, life strategist below us.
Maybe people don't have problems
Mark
with
from downstairs. Also, though, just like the... Because he's never really listened to a Ask the Expert special before. Give us questions that you want our downstairs neighbor to answer.
Maybe we'll have him live this Wednesday.
Or your favorite one-time-only segment that we can only do with new guests would be Porn for the blind. So send us in a porn that you think the life strategist, Mark from downstairs,
may enjoy telling you about.
We'd like to tell us about. That's right.
I love it. I love that idea. Do it.
So thank you for listening for Foul Monkeys. And James LeRoy, I guess, has a special video to end us this evening.
Yes.
I'm Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Ricky. Bye.
Bye. The Potter Puppet Pals.
Wait, do they need to see this?
Mysterious ticking noise.
It's the Potter Puppet Pals. All you have to do is look it up.
What is that mysterious ticking noise? Over here, not over there. kind of catchy. Snipe, snipe, Severus Snipe, 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 Severus Snipe.
Dumbledore!
Snipe,
Severus
Snipe.
Dumbledore!
Snipe. Severus Snipe.
Dumbledore.
Snipe.
Ron.
Snipe.
Ron.
Severus
Ron
Snipe.
Weasley.
Dumbledore.
Snipe.
Ron. Snipe.
Ron. Was like Harry Potter style.
Yeah.
Dumbledore.
Snipe.
Ron.
Snipe.
Ron.
Snipe.
Ron.
Severus
Ron
Snipe.
Dumbledore.
Snipe.
Ron.
Snipe.
Ron.
Severus
Ron
Snipe.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
Ron.
Harry Potter.
Severus
Snipe. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Severus
Harry Potter. That's me.
Snipe.
Harry.
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 Snipe.
Harry. Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter. I'm Harry Potter.
Singing our song all day long at Hogwarts.
I found the source of the ticking. It's a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just make us watch?
I don't even know who that is.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. Oh. Ooh, Voldy, 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 Voldemort.
The end.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.